Thank you.
Not what I got.
Good evening and welcome. This is the Drastic Plastic Program on this Monday evening as we kick off the month of April. I am your host, Doug Ford, and I am the lone pint man for tonight. In fact, it's just me and me alone who will be serving up the songs for tonight. It's comes on the heels of a very, very dramatic, successful funding drive here at CKUT. And perhaps maybe yourself, like myself anyway, we're watching right up until the final hours as we finally crossed the finish line and a remarkable last-minute surge to make our target of $50,000. And what a massive round of applause that needs to go out to all our faithful listeners, to all the varied programming here on CKUT, and to all of you who have made those pledges and sustained us for another 12 months. We want to thank you ever so much for your gracious contributions. It is April 1st, and no, I don't have any tricks or any pranks to play on you. In fact, you know, it might be kind of even macabre if I was to suggest that, former President Donald Trump was last seen dropping to his knees, clutching his chest with the remnants of a Big Mac stuffed in his mouth. But then you would say, well, Doug, that must be a joke. That must be implausible. That couldn't happen. Or could it? Is it a prank? Is it a joke? Is it fake news? We've got a lot of great music lined up for you, and we do hope you do stick around. Let's kick things off right away with this brand new single from a band that I loved on their debut album. They're certainly no stranger to the Drastic Plastic program. They come from Liverpool. The band is called Mysterines. This is their brand new single, Stray. Let's count it off.
You
calcium, high rise boot cut, Advil, black jeans, blue jeans, cardigan, purse, passport, pajamas, silk. Toothpaste, brush, foundation, contact solution, mascara, lip mask, eye mask, earplugs, travel shampoo, conditioner, eyeliner, dental floss, money for the cleaners, medications, button-down laptop, hand cream, body lotion, Bella Freud, YSL, Eckhouse, Lotta, eyelash curler, vibrator, teaser,
we'll be right back. My young love said to me, my mother won't mind, and my father won't slight you, for your lack of kind. Then she laid her hand on me, and this she did say, oh, it will not be long, love, till our wedding day. She laid her hand on me, and she moved through the fair, and fondly I watched her move here and move there. Then she laid her hand on me, and this she did say, oh, it will not be long, love, till our wedding day. Last night she came to me, my dead love came in, and so softly she came, her feet made no din. Then she laid her hand on me, and this she did say, oh, it will not be long, love, till our wedding day.
Okay, and so welcome back. Let's review the playlist of the music that we just heard. Let's take it from the very beginning, and we'll work our ways up to the last song that we just played. The first song we played was a song, a brand new single, just released about 5 weeks ago from the Mysterines. They're a band out of Liverpool, and we've sampled a number of songs from their debut album of 2022. But this brand new single from them is a real ear catcher, and I really like it. And it also comes from their forthcoming second album, which again will be on Friction Records, similar to their first one, Reeling. It will be released in June of this year. But this lead single, Stray, is a great one from the Mysterines, who feature Leah Metcalf on vocals. George Favager plays bass, Callum Thompson on guitar and backing vocals, and Paul Crilly also provides backing vocals while playing the drums. We look forward to their official release of this album, but we'll be playing for you singles as they get released over the next little while. Again, that was a song called Stray from the Liverpool band The Mysterines. Following that, we played something from the brand new album from Kim Gordon, and the album is called The Collective, and it seems to be pretty popular, getting some very, very good reviews, and for good reason, too. The song we heard was a song called Bye Bye, and well, if you like the debut solo album from Kim Gordon, No Home Record release, I believe, was it 2019 or 2020? It was a very, very good record, but this one, I have maybe a stronger affinity to it, and maybe that's because there's a certain darker, somber tone to the album, and I think that's what I really like. So anyway, mine's in the mail. I should get it in the weeks to come, and we'll sample more from that. Once again, that's Kim Gordon's brand new record. The album's called The Collective, and we heard the song Bye Bye. After Kim Gordon, we played something from a band called Lip Critic. They are a New York-based band. And I really like that sound of this particular band. Now, the song we heard was a song called It's the Magic. And I'm having a difficult time trying to trace when it was released. I see evidence perhaps on Bandcamp that it was released in October of last year. But then again, I also see it released again now, January, February, within the context of a EP form or fashion. But nonetheless, it's out there, and I'm really really looking forward to more samples from this band, Lip Critic. The song we heard, of course, as I mentioned, is a song called It's the Magic. And we finished things off with that last track. It was a song, actually, we needed a cleanser, I think, after a couple of those songs. So it was Anne Briggs who provided that wonderful acoustic piece. Anne Briggs was a folk singer, originally born in 1944, and garnered a lot of great following in the London area. She was from North Hampshire, and from a collection, basically called a collection. It's a compilation of some of her musics. We heard from Anne Briggs, we heard the song called She Moves Through the Fair. More music for you. Stick around. We'll be right back. This is the Drastic Plastic Program right here on CKUT.
With all of the guns and violence today, we need a toy for the kids that won't blow them away. He's got a ponytail and he works at the mall. He's the health food store boy doll. Just pull his string and you'll hear him say, "Morning, Mrs. Johnson, we've got fresh prunes today." And if you pull it again, you'll hear him decree, "Try our fresh soy cakes and organic muesli. We've got tofu cashew and grilled tempeh, and our wheatgrass shots are groovy today. Can I get you a paper or plastic sack? I've got my eyebrow pierced and a hemp backpack. I ride my bike up and down the bay, and I really don't mind if you're straight, bi, or gay. Let's go see the dead, we'll have us a ball. I'm the health food store boy doll."
It's the health food store boy doll. Birkenstocks sold separately.
Radio. Better than the internet. No reading required.
This is CKUT FM.
Imagine if all the people in the world thought this way.
Mind blown.
Up next, this is a UK band from Leeds. They're known as English Teacher on the Drastic Plastic Program.
Celebrity. sitting almost innocent, so far away from home. No rings, no spots, no satellites outside the comfort zone. No say they're living out there, so far out in. I think she was Venusian. No love at all was lost. Poisoned in her atmosphere, I calculate the cost. Smothered by her contrariness, lost sight of right or wrong. Drift away, don't come close, go orbit the sun. Closer to the earth than Mars, I know my life you will defile. Shrouded lies in toxic gas, truth is feared by hoax. I knew the day I gazed at you through my telescope. Goddess of love, come on.
Cunt.
All right, then. Let's review what we just heard in that last set. That last track, listen, when I first heard it, it spoke to me. I loved it. It was me. Comes from a band called the Microwave Wankers, and their track is called Useless Cunt, and it is exactly how a lot of us feel a lot of the times. I can't really tell you too much about these guys. I'm pretty sure they're a UK band. They don't take themselves too seriously. In fact, they had a review that basically said that they are lazy and genius and useless all at the same time. Nonetheless, we think here that they deserve more airplay. And from their EP of last year on Shambiotic Records, we're going to sample more from the Microwave Wankers. Prior to that, we heard from a band called the Shunkos, and they are a six-piece band that comes from Port Talbot in Wales. And from their 2022 release, we heard the title track of their album, Meal Deal. Before that, we sampled another track from this album called Expert in a Dying Fields. And this is from a band called The Beths, and they come from New Zealand. We've sampled some songs from this 2023 album. Album before on the program. This time around, we heard the song Watching the Credits from the Beths. Ahead of the Beths, we sampled something from a band called The Conspiracy. And this is a band obviously from England, and on their Bandcamp page, in fact, they say that they were first formed, I believe, in 1989 when two cousins got together and decided to start recording their own music. They describe The Conspiracy's music as being very English. It is an eclectic, intelligent, and original interpretation of the finest elements of British pop, indie rock, and folk. And actually, we sampled something from their album, The New Zeitgeist, which was released in the end of last year, around October, November. And from that album, we heard the song Venus from The Conspiracy. And we began things off at the top of the set with a song from the a single, actually, from a band called The English Teacher. And they released this single back in August of 2023 on Island Records. And it's a song called The World's Biggest Paving Slab. More music for you. Do stick around. We've got another set lined up for you. You're listening to the Drastic Plastic program here on CKUT.
Do you remember the days when water was water? I'm talking about real water, straight from the faucet. No bubbles, no fancy flavors or filtering, no exotic-sounding foreign names. Just a tall, cool glass of water straight from your kitchen sink. Well, thanks to the folks at Tap Water Beverages, those memories are as close as the bottled water aisle of your local supermarket. You see, the tap water bottling process captures all of the lead, bacteria, mercury, and traces of actual raw sewage that gives tap water that distinctive flavor you remember from your childhood. And yes, they even remembered the fluoride. Tap water. Taste the memory.
Radio. It's like TV without all the colors.
This is Monica Passos for CKUT.
There's other radio stations?
Stop putting your TV set on, please.
Doobie-doobie-doo. Bye-bye.
Okay, and so this next set will begin with something I want to share with you. Some music that has been I have been embracing in my latest musical wormhole for the past couple of weeks. It is an absolute delight for me, and it may even be a delight for you. This is Tom Waits.
Dark earth, I wanna believe in the mercy of the world again. Make it rain, make it rain. Nights too quiet, stretched out alone. I need the whip of thunder and the wind's dark moan. I'm not able, I'm just Cain.
Up until then, I'm gonna take off. Yeah, that's straight up sex.
Ice Cube,
too controversial.
Scream 2.
Shit is blowing up.
All I gotta know.
People gonna
Lord made me. that I'm no good, that I wouldn't settle down if I could. When that open road starts calling me, that's something over that hill that I gotta see. Well, sometimes it's hard, but you gotta understand when that Lord made me. He made a rambling man. Well, I love to see those towns go passing by, and to ride these rails under God's blue sky. So let me travel this land from the mountains to the sea, 'cause I believe that's the life that he meant for me. So when I'm gone and at my grave you stand, just say God's gone home. You're riding man.
Okay, so let's wrap it all up here and give you an idea of what we just heard in that last set. From Geneva, Switzerland. I love these guys. That was the Dead Brothers from their album Dead Music for Dead People. And the Dead Brothers gave us Ramblin' Man. Prior to that, it was the John Spencer Blues Explosion from an album that gets overlooked, and I might say unfairly. This is an album I believe was released, oh my lord, 2014. Oh my gosh, I should check. The album's called Acme, and it's a great version. Just a great version of Right Place, Wrong Time. Prior to that, it was R.L. Burnside from the album of 2000. An album called Wish I Was in Heaven Sitting Down, R.L. Burnside. Listen, that was produced by, I believe, was it Bruce Watson? He must get a lot of credit for that, because of the R.L. Burnside discography, that album is simply a very sexy sounding record. It's a good one. You might want to check that out on your streaming platform of choice. And we began things off with Tom Waits. God, I love Tom Waits. And I know not everyone can say that. And I know I may have lost maybe all the listeners that may have possibly tuned in for tonight. Because, hey, listen, it's definitely a love-hate relationship any listener has with Tom Waits. But I've loved him since the 70s. He was formative in my younger years growing up. And nonetheless, from his album Real Gone, we heard the song called Make It Rain from the wonderful Tom Waits. That just about does it for me on the Drastic Plastic program. Don't forget, in programming notes, next week, behind the microphone, recording from his respective studio called Strange Ways Studios, it will be our man from Manchester, Mr. Armitage Shanks. And at 11 o'clock here on CKUT, don't go away. The Captain Graham and Dead End Doug bring you 27th Hour of Horror. So stick around for that. My name's Doug Ford. I was and have been and will probably always be your lone pint man, serving up songs on my designated show here on Drastic Plastic. We'll see you again next time. Good night. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 27th hour of chaos, horror, and disorder here on CKUT 90.3 FM. I am your captain, and with me, especially for her birthday, is DJ Rainbow Fairy Zelda. Say hi.
Hi.
How's it going? Can you tell our loyal radio listeners how old you are today?
I'm 37.
That's amazing, and you're already a radio personality. Tonight's show is just for you. It's all about colors of the rainbow. We're going to start with red and move on to orange. Then
yellow,
that's right. And after that, yes. Yes. Yes, and
gold.
So stick around, turn it all the way up, and let's rock and rainbow!